I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A child is being watched for rabies in Michigan, and a man's pet raccoon has been put down after the wild animal escaped and attacked a six-year-old girl. Yep, he had a pet raccoon. Here's the story of how this played out from WJBK-TV.
It's the face anyone would make after being bitten by a raccoon, then given shots.
I seen it was acting funny, running in circles, falling down, dripping from his nose.
The six-year-old's father is livid. Thursday, forced to capture this raccoon that he says attacked his daughter and son.
These people came over screaming at their pet.
Wednesday afternoon, Patrick McCluskey says his daughter and her eight-year-old brother were playing in the backyard of their Clinton Township home. All of a sudden, he heard screaming.
They slide the door open. My daughter's screaming and crying, her legs bleeding. The raccoon is on the steps trying to chase them in the house. It ripped my son's pants.
Patrick says his neighbors then told him it's their pet. Their pet raccoon, Bandit, had somehow gotten loose.
So cute.
They're coming over here, yelling at the fence, walking up to the fence, leaning over, calling for their animal.
Saying what?
Come give daddy kisses. Come on, baby, come home. No, it's not coming home. It's gone.
Patrick catching Bandit and animal control officers taking him. Bandit's owners feeling betrayed.
Jesus. I love my raccoon, and I don't want nothing to happen to him.
Joel Party Bandro dead. Says he's had Bandit for about 3 years. He says Party the dead. Raccoon isn't aggressive and loves people.
My granddaughter, she sleeps with the grandbabies when they come over. He's a pet. I will cough up a loogie. He will eat it from my
mouth. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
What just happened in that news story? Did that guy say he'd cough up a loogie and the coon would eat it?
Is that how he feeds the raccoon?
The raccoon.
Dave, did you not know that was in the story?
No, I just watched the beginning.
Oh, man, that doesn't make whole Michigan look
here,
good.
Bandit. Oh, you ready to eat, Bandit?
The best thing ever is that Bandit's dead. Thank God Bandit's dead.
Time for dinner.
My God.
Wow.
That poor baby.
Well, no wonder it went raccoon. Nuts and attacked.
That's
everybody.
What I mean. The poor raccoon.
Oh.
It was eating man boogers.
Yeah, I will hawk a loogie,
and the raccoon.
What's wrong
eat
with
it.
That man?
I have no idea.
Well,
you guys,
a lot.
You know, Jesus, buddy. I cannot believe that
this
actually just
a disaster,
happened,
guys.
I can't either.
No one has any hope in this whole story.
It was a wild ride. I thought it was just a
bring it
raccoon.
Back. Bring it back.
We got to hear
the
it again.
Didn't
bring
see
it back.
No, it's not coming home. It's gone.
Patrick catching Bandit.
He has
and
no
animal
heart.
Control officers
no.
taking him. Bandit's but. Owners feeling betrayed.
I love my raccoon, and I don't want nothing to happen to him.
Joel Bandit says he's had Bandit for about 3 years.
Listen.
He says the raccoon isn't aggressive and loves people.
My granddaughter, she sleeps with the grandbabies when they come over. He's a pet. I will cough up a loogie.
Oh.
He will eat it from my mouth. I'm his mother.
Look at the news girl. She's like
that poor reporter.
That's
oh my God.
The rough scene she had to roll up.
She's like, this is what I get.
I got the loogie story. I got the raccoon loogie story.
Well, she knew she had
gold there. She is. Like, look at all
that's
around.
What I mean. No, I mean, I'm telling, it's not.
When your neighbors get on your nerves a little bit, just be grateful you don't have that.
Yeah, that's true.
Loogie man?
Loogie man as
yeah.
a neighbor.
That's so true.
Makes you appreciate.
Makes me wonder what he feeds his dog.
Oh my God, James!
The neighbor I secretly hate. I'm gonna write him a nice little card now.
I mean, he's not so bad.
Right. He's not so bad.
Andy, he really isn't that bad.
Put it in perspective, buddy. Yeah.
No, the guy's got a job and everything. Like everything's all right. He's not loogieing into the raccoons.
I hope not.
Makes me look like a saint.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Running around half naked.
I'd live next to six Jameses.
Right. Put James all around me. Just don't put dog loogies. Coon loogie or raccoon loogie.
What's wrong with that guy?
I don't know. Let's get back to the story.
Hunter says the critter didn't seem too kind at all.
The story. It acts crazy. It hisses and tries to attack people. It drips from its nose. I don't know what it has. It's not just rabies. There's lots of diseases that non-vaccinated animals carry.
The folks here at Macomb County Animal Control say the whole matter is under investigation and the raccoon is under quarantine. They're waiting to hear from the DNR.
Do I want a little raccoon to die? No, I don't. This thing looks sick.
As Patrick's daughter is forced to undergo several rounds of painful shots, animal control officers telling Fox 2 late Thursday that they must take the matter seriously, euthanizing Bandit, sending him to Lansing to be tested for rabies. Animal control reminding everyone this could have been avoidable.
My kid's life is more important than some wild animal. I'm sorry. It is.
In Clinton Township, Erica Erickson, Fox 2 News.
Sorry, Erica Erickson. That was a tough story. One for you.
That was.
She should win something for that.
She really should get some sort of journalistic.
She stoically stood there while the loogie was brought up.
Yeah.
Yes.
She barely.
Like a real newsman.
Like a newsman has should.
She didn't flinch. She's a goddamn hero.
Yeah.
That's what she is. That was incredible. I bet at the end of that story, I would have been like, I'm Andy Green, and I am super stoked to be away from that loogie guy.
Yeah.
That father needs to get out.
I probably would have just
get out.
Reached across and slapped him across the face when he said that.
It's not happening, Lise.
No. My loogie, hey.
My Lord.
Yeah, raccoons aren't pets, man.
No.
They're not supposed to be. They hate it. They have little hands. They just want to be out running around doing raccoon stuff.
What a horrible story.
He's eating it from the guy's mouth, someone said.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
I guess.
That's what he said. He said he hawks up a loogie and the thing would come and eat it right out of his mouth. He's its mama.
She could have ended that story with, I'm Eric Erickson and I'll never be the same.
Yeah. Yep.
Dear God.
Pure Michigan.
You get glimpses into humanity and you're like, all right, it's going to be, what, 10,000 miles away from Earth, this thing?
Oh, man.
This asteroid?
I say we pull it in.
Yeah, can we make it come towards us? Because this is a disaster.
Yeah. Sometimes you live in a neighborhood where a guy raises a raccoon.
It attacks your kids.
Chews on your child's clothes. Child's clothes. Rips them to shreds.
Then out of nowhere, he just tells you he spits in its mouth.
He's got no teeth. He hawks loogies.
Got remnants of teeth.
Little tiny
candy corns.
Candy corn teeth.
Little tiny candy corns.
No one there has any hope.
Neighborhood that looks like they all used to professionally wrestle. What else can you goddamn say?
I don't know. I'm not sure you.
Michigan.
Pure Michigan.
There you go.
Pure Michigan.
That's where we'll end it.
Pure Michigan.
We have our nerve to say that Florida's effed up?
Yeah.
Come on.
Everybody's messed up.
I know.
You just keep looking around.
I think every part of the country's got that. A raccoon spitting guy.
You think?
Oh, my.
Okay. No. Can I just say guy? I'm going to say it. I'm saying it.
What?
85% is that.
Of the world?
No. No.
Yeah. I think it's getting close. At least
65%.
65, I bet.
That's
just go look up the stats. Look up the stats. Stats are.
I think that's a
terrifying.
Rare case. That guy.
Absolutely.
Well, that guy is some of rare. The worst, but it's not that rare.
I know. I want to pretend like it is.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we're all pretending.
No. Go to one of the marts.
How you get through life? You pretend.
You pretend.
Go to one of the marts.
That's it. You go to a mart. You'll see raccoon loogiers there.
Yeah, I just Poor Eric Erickson.
I know. That reporter.
Stoic, though.
Yeah.
Handled in the well. Face of fear. I would have been dressed like I was in Fallujah.
I can't imagine being the newsman when I got that clip, though, and I'm running back to the newsroom like, you guys.
It's great.
Watch this.
TV.
It's incredible. And she just like didn't even flinch. She was like, yes, you spit loogies in your raccoon's mouth.
Sure, she wrapped it up right after that.
Incredible.
Okay, thank you. Got the hell out of there.
My God. So was there a mandatory penis inspection at a Florida high school?
You guys never had one of these?
Did not.
I guess you didn't go to a Catholic school like me.
Every parent at the high school, LaBelle Senior High, got an email about a mandatory penis inspection. Turns out senior students from LaBelle Senior hacked their way into the school and emailed not only parents, but faculty, staff, and students about a mandatory penis inspection. The email claiming the inspection was in accordance with Florida's Penal Health Code number 69.
That's hilarious.
That's amazing.
If you did not pass the penis inspection, you could not graduate.
Yeah. I would have failed it.
You guys ready for Operation Senior Prank Freakout? Let's do this.
Let's go.
There's actually two schools that were victims of big pranks. That was one of them. Here's details on both, though, from Fox 4.
Wow, they went too far.
Two schools and two off-the-wall pranks. And it all started with this prank. It reads, mandatory penis inspection. Yeah, you're reading that correctly. And this prank was actually addressed to all male students, staff, and faculty at LaBelle High School.
It was something funny, but at the same time, it was something scary.
And parent Kenneth Carrion, he found the humor in it, but he says it's something serious, too.
You get some high schooler hacking into the system and doing something like that.
I want to hire
it's something that,
guy.
That you think about it. What are we doing wrong for security?
The LaBelle Dean of Students did send this email to parents apologizing for the prank. But exactly how students pulled it off is something the district is still looking into.
They'll never find it.
There's Clewiston High School. They're actually $20,000 lighter because of a prank that was pulled here. The district says 37 students spray painted sidewalks and buildings and destroyed curtains in the auditorium. That resulted in suspensions and fines. And we're learning some seniors might not walk on graduation. Now parents and students are fighting to get that chance back. We have reached out to the school district for comment and we haven't heard back, but we will be sure to keep you updated on the decision on whether or not the school district will allow those students to walk at graduation.
Here's the best prank. The best pranks don't cost anybody any money.
Right.
I like the penis.
The penis prank, oh, the penis prank is amazing.
That would crack me up.
I honestly feel like they should have like the FBI figure out who did it, and then like a chopper should land, and they should ask him to help them.
Yeah, exactly. They just put a CIA jacket right on.
I guess I'll help you guys or whatever.
Sure, I guess I'll just crack mathematical codes. Pretty
simple HTML. You're so stupid.
You guys are. I mean, it was super simple. I'm 13, so
you're one of us now, son. Come with us.
Yep. Right.
I'm a sergeant in the FBI.
Yeah, there's like a whole room of like 17-year-old kids that are just cracking stuff left and right. Dude,
you imagine how much tail you'd pull if you were a young guy who just happened to be recruited by the FBI? You don't think so? Like, you don't think?
I mean, you're still that guy. You're still that guy.
I know, but you're now in the FBI. You gotta use that to your advantage.
But you don't know what to do with all the tail.
I do like the idea.
People just think you have a female body inspector shirt on.
Some nerd sitting there with like FBI glasses.
He's like, "Why do I do it? Is it for justice? Is it for to save America? Nope." No, I do it for the bitch.
Of course. It's all the streams of tail. Tons of sex.
On the other side of that door is 12 ladies just waiting to make my dreams come true.
All cam girls.
Because of my skills. Pretty amazing, I got to tell you. They did it. That's a funny prank.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And like I said, like when you're going to prank something, like, when you cost a school 20 grand, you destroy stuff.
It's not funny.
That's not funny.
No.
You know, taking someone's office and moving it out to the front lawn, like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Outwitting the IT department. Oh. That does so many things, too, because it's hilarious. Plus, like, a nerdy hacker kid is now probably cool. They're like, ain't exactly. you worried, man, about getting caught?
He's like, there will be no trail. There's no thing I worry about less.
You guys think I am.
Than the high school's IT department.
Are you serious? Have you seen that guy?
Mr. Jacobson?
The guy has no chance.
Mr. Jacobson's going to come catch me.
Seriously? Most of his links don't work.
Nothing's going to work. Got nothing to do smooth sailing.
That's unfortunately incredibly true. Then the people there generally have no idea.
No, because it's like a 50-year-old guy who's just figured it out.
The smartest of the IT brains don't go to a high school.
No. You're right.
Right? Mr. Jacobson's going to catch me cold.
He's a teacher, but also dabbles in IT, so they put him in charge of the website.
Someone graduated down in Florida from that high school and said the senior pranks were epic. So this is just one in many of a line, I'm sure, of crazy senior pranks. That's got to be one of the best, though. The mandatory penis inspection, making it happen, has got to be near the top. John's with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hey, John, good morning.
What's going on?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
I went to St. Petersburg High School down there in Florida. We actually planted weed all over the campus. They were picking weed plants out in the semester and a half into the next year.
Just tons of seeds everywhere.
That's amazing, dude.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, little ones. And seeds and little ones they were planting and sprouting all year.
Thanks for calling.
That's hilarious.
That's a long game. You're playing the long game.
Yeah. I love a long game,
long
too.
Long game is probably the best.
It is.
I love a long game.
You don't
game.
Get that instant gratification from it, but it plays out for a long time.
Slow burn. The slow burn.
And nobody knows why.
Yeah.
Like, why is weed growing?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're off to Tennessee next here, where a Tennessee town was in a panic yesterday when a clown was spotted driving around trying to give candy to kids.
Well, that's just
you
people.
Please.
What's scarier, a guy pawning his baby or a clown driving around giving candy
clown,
to kids?
Clown, hands down.
Yeah.
Police are investigating after reports of a man dressed as a clown in Clarksville, Tennessee, was driving around the area, possibly trying to lure children. Investigators say they received reports from a couple of fifth grade children that said a silver or gray colored sedan driven by a clown with a white face and red nose motioned for them to come to his car, and he had candy in his hands at the time.
I mean, that's just how you die. That's exactly how they tell you you're going to die.
The man was in the company of a woman. The vehicle never stopped completely, just continued to move. The children did not go to the car and instead ran away.
Stranger danger.
They ran right to school, reported it to administrators. Police were made aware of what happened. Police checked the area and didn't initially find a suspect. Short while later, an adult reported that as they were driving, they saw a vehicle nearby, clown driving it, about 7:15 a.m., acting suspicious. They are reminding children in the area never to talk to strangers and let an adult know immediately so police can respond. The update this morning, the great clown mystery has been solved. Clarksville police located the elderly man in his clown suit that was handing out candy. His favorite activity on his birthday is to hand out candy dressed as a clown.
That's just, he's just so old.
So he's so old back then.
I come from a time where clowns was the only way to reach children.
Wait a second. Clowns are creepy?
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
Giving candy in your car to kids is wrong?
I don't have cable.
Oh.
I don't know anything about any of this.
No.
He had no idea.
People take kids? Why?
The police said he was such a nice man, they are not going to identify him, but they say he had absolutely no ill will whatsoever and never intended to scare anyone. He's actually very upset by the whole situation.
They need to do PSAs that's like, talk to your elderly family members about clowning.
Yeah, because if you have a grandpa that clowns...
No, you got to tell him.
He was like, thought like Bozo was cool. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's as rock and roll as he got back in my day, Bozo. That guy was cool as hell. People would erupt in applause. It blew their minds. Twist up a balloon animal.
This old guy dresses up as a clown. His wife goes with him and they drive around. I guess they have every day for years given candy out to kids.
The two coolest people on the planet in my day were Jerry Lee Lewis and clowns. That's it. And I can't play piano.
Oh, man. Well, I guess he is just out of touch. He doesn't realize clowns. Clowns have been tainted.
That's it.
Man, that end, the end on that story was not what I thought it was going to be.
No,
that was like some M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, it was for sure. Could have made it my lead, but I thought I'd take you on the ride first.
Yeah, he did. I was like, John Wayne Gacy again.
Here he is.
Oh, he's like, no, I just don't know anything about how life is today. Wait a second. You're telling me people are scared of clowns?
That is insane.
What's wrong with them? I fought Jerry's.
They have smiles right on them.
They paint them on themselves.
Red noses.
Super bad timing because yesterday they released that trailer for the new It movie.
That's why it was
even more. Yeah. So all heightened senses about clowns were out there.
I've never even seen it.
Did you think it was related to that?
I was going to say it was a marketing thing. Yeah. That's what the movie studios. Yep. I'm going to say, watch, there'll be a bunch of creepy clowns popping up all over the place. All just to draw attention to the It 2 trailer.
Some kind of Staniel King movie.
Daniel King.
I don't know anything about
him. He writes books.
Daniel King.
Now, luckily, it's all just a nice old man who thought he was doing good. I guess that's the last year for it, though, right? He can't do it anymore.
No, that's it.
No,
his clown days are done.
That's it.
So hang it up.
He's going to hang his squeaky red nose right up on the hanger.
Could he then maybe just put one of those horse heads on and throw candy out to kids? I think throwing candy out to kids.
You can't throw candy to kids anymore.
No.
Come here, kid. Come here. No, come on over to my car. Come on. Have some candy. Yeah. I mean, you can't do that.
You can't.
You can't.
No.
You have to be going a high rate of speed and just firing candy out of the top of your car. That's the only way to do it.
Or do it in a parade.
Or in a parade.
Yeah.
Get your kicks.
All right, this next email comes in to us from a dude who says he loves the show, said, I just got a new license plate in the mail today. I'm a little worried. It's Cuck 042.
Yes.
C-U-K 042.
Yes.
He says, do you think people will think this is a vanity plate and I enjoy a good old-fashioned cuckold?
Yes,
I do. They listen to this show, they will.
You're 42 years old and you like a cuck.
Cuck 42.
I'm cuck 42.
Are you?
I've been cucked 42 times.
He said, I honestly never knew about cuckolding until you guys talked about it on the show, like a lot of people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you guys do? Should I ask for a new license plate or am I overthinking? Very curious to what you guys and the listeners think.
They're not going
to
give him a new one, though, right? Like, you can't just say, I don't like that one. Because it's not really spelled the same way.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't stolen and go get a new
one. You can't probably truthfully say, hey, listen, this will people will think I'm into cuckold.
Then you have to explain to the Secretary of State lady why you, what's a cuckold.
And she'll probably press charges.
I would love to do that. Saying that weird stuff?
That's out of the question. Yeah. Don't try to explain to the old lady behind the counter what cuckolding
is.
Can
I tell you what a cuckold is?
So what's your problem with your license plate?
Well, can you read it? It is C-U-K-042.
That's just random letters.
Cuck. It says cuck. You know what a cuck? You don't know what a cuckold is, huh?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, picture this for a second.
All right.
Picture this, okay?
I'm a husband.
I've got a wife. I'm not happy with stuff unless I get a big, giant, 6'5" black man with a 12-inch donger to come in and rail my wife to oblivion the whole time, watching and crying in the corner. And then when he's done, I go over and clean everything up.
I'm reaching my purse here for this. This is amazing. You freak of nature. That's some more. There's a lot more where that came from. You want to do your pervy business up here.
I'm not a cuck.
We got some kind of freaky cuckolator here.
All the old people have different weapons. One's got a taser.
I'll tase him. You spray him.
Get him, Betty, with the electricity. Bolts.
What? I mean, don't do that.
Don't do that. He's some kind of cluckold.
He's into clucking. I don't know. Some kind of thing.
Ducks and
chickens.
Black guys.
Black ducks.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
I've sprayed him good.
He's terrible.
Blind for life.
Oh, my God. Goodness. So, what would you do? I mean, would you just roll with the cuck plate?
I think it's funny. I wouldn't roll around with a cuck 42.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
But?
I don't know. A lot of people that listen to the show will take pictures of that and send it in. Like, we saw the cuck plate.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It'd be worse if it was four letters. Like, then you know it's intentional.
I just feel like you roll up to the light or something, somebody sees that, and then you're beside him, and you're like, hey! And then they're like,
this guy. And you have a wife, and she's in the car, and she's involved.
She's like, hey!
She has no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
6'6" black guy.
Lisa, if you played and this was it, you'd have to get a different one.
Oh, for sure.
You couldn't have cuck.
Oh, you couldn't have that.
You're like, on the show with a cuck license plate? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no.
That's like losing the lottery.
You imagine, though, you show up, you're like, listen, someone stole my license plate. I'm going to need another one. And the old lady's like, sure, yeah, we'll make the same one for you. Hold on. And then you have to be like, no.
I don't know how they work, but I assume that there's going to be a ton of people because they normally go through like YHM will be a series with the numbers behind it.
I think a lot of people
so
have that.
So I think there's probably just they're rolling out. He got number 42 of the cucks. There's probably going to be hundreds of cucks.
Well, right,
plates.
Because there's CUC. There's tons of that out there.
There'll be a big percentage of people that have no clue.
Right.
The K makes it.
The K does.
Yeah.
CUK.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. So there's probably 41 other cucks out there.
Yep.
At least so far, with more to come.
And they don't, you know, they probably don't even have any idea.
No.
So, a bunch of people are saying they will replace it, but you do have to say it's damaged or lost, but you'll have to pay for a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to pony up the money.
It's worth $185 or whatever it's going to cost you.
Something, imagine the cop pulling him over having to say the license plate number over the radio.
Remember, cuck 42, cuck 42.
You know what's crazy? Every time I cross the border, it's funny because I'll cross the border to go see my brother or whatever, or my family. And the way your Jeep is set up, the license plate is way off to one of the sides. Well, everything there is set up to take a photo of your license plate in the middle of your car.
Mm.
So they're always like, what's your license plate number? What's your license plate? So I had to, you got to memorize it, but just be like, cuck 42.
It's weird.
I mean, easy to remember.
Yeah, easy to remember for sure.
You know,
whatever you're into, man, go ahead. Said he's going to get pulled over like the I eat ass guy. No, because it's not filthy. And most people don't know. It's not that bold.
No.
Yeah. No.
But other people may judge you. If you can deal with that, then good for you.
There's probably a cuck 69 out there.
It's coming. If it's not.
Yeah.
If it's not out
Why is everybody, all these black guys keep honking at me? I don't understand. What's up, fella? Man.
If you ever want to reach out to us, you can email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, this is something I guess you figured would happen someday. A couple put Tesla's autopilot feature to the test in a video that has become the number one searched video on Pornhub in the past 24 hours.
Oh, I wondered why Elon Musk said that he knew autopilot was going to be good for more than just
driving. I was like, what is he talking about?
In the video, we can't listen to it here, obviously. Porn actress Taylor Jackson is seen being picked up in the car by her Tinder date. And a mere 45 seconds later, the action begins. For a solid 3 minutes, the car's software is handling the driving duties.
We got a Vermeer.
Even though the guy's hand is rarely on the wheel during this.
Well, she's getting after it already,
sexcapade.
Huh?
Yep, she is. Neither Pornhub nor Tesla themselves have commented on the video, but the car's autopilot guide clearly states it's intended for a fully attentive driver, and it is not a self-driving feature. If you are curious,
exactly what happens if you have one of these cars and you pick a girl up, and
you just are going to have a ton of sex.
They just start doing stuff to themselves.
Well, I tell you what, this is better advertising than you could ever pay for.
Andy, did you just buy a Tesla?
I got four of them.
I thought you didn't care about cars.
Yeah, I sold everything, just the Teslas. I just drive around.
You get HJs, nice.
Beegers.
Wow.
There goes Andy again.
He's got it in ludicrous mode.
Oh. You got rid of your other car, huh?
I did. Well, no more Pontiac.
I think I can see why.
Yep. Goodness.
I love my Tesla.
Lisa, look away.
Yeah, look away, Lisa.
It's amazing because he has to keep his hand at least touching the wheel to keep it sort of...
like legal, probably.
Yeah,
goodness.
Well... yep.
Goodness, man.
So funny.
Wow. If you are curious and would like to see this, you may find a link to this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself. But
that's wild. It's just on the highway.
Mm-hmm. Got more thumbs down than I thought it would have on the radio.
That is unsafe! That is unsafe! I love a good porn, but that is unsafe!
Tesla executives.
Right. I just like them. Like, as a car company, that you win, right?
Well, yeah, and Elon did, he tweeted something about it. He
joked, oh my God, she gets on.
She gets right on.
She gets on.
They're still driving. I'm not watching.
Yes, yeah, they're still driving.
You can't really tell what's going on. You can just,
you know
what's going on, you can't see it.
Oh, I saw it.
No, but I mean, like, it's tough.
Yeah, I wasn't really looking for a new car until I saw what the Tesla can do.
Boy, I tell you, it's fast, but it's got a couple other features you might like.
Real miracle of the future, if you ask me.
My goodness, Matt. My goodness.
My God.
They get up to all sorts of positions here. Holy goodness.
Holy driver. Holy driver. You've been down too long in the test I see.
She's gonna bang you today.
Well, there you go.
Tesla driver. You got no pants and you got no shirt. Tesla driver.
Oh, man.
Andy bought four Teslas.
Yeah, he did. I'm in huge amounts of debt.
Oh, my God. They're expensive.
I have no home.
No.
I know a guy who's got one, and it's cool. It's cool, but I didn't know he got after it. Now I do.
Well, not everyone does. Not everyone should. Yeah. Let me tell you. Still very risky, but they managed to pull it off.
It didn't seem risky. It seemed like that car was under full control.
I mean, if you're going to have that happen to you.
I guess.
Have it happen in a Tesla.
Yeah.
And there you just sold a million vehicles.
I will say this. There's no other car you can do that in.
No.
There's no other car.
No.
And again, you shouldn't do it in this car, but.
Right. Keep your hand on the wheel.
You can do it.
Pay attention at all times.
Do it.
Go check it out up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you really want to see it for yourself. No matter how divided this country gets, at least we can all agree on one thing. Vigorously fondling ourselves early and often.
Many times.
Massive new study on America's self-pleasuring habits has just been released. Only 84% of Americans say they've pleasured themselves. 16% say they haven't.
Right. And
they're liars.
Some of them are liars. There's probably, 2% that actually technically haven't?
Yeah.
Because they're afraid that God will chop their hand off?
Yeah.
Right.
That includes 91% of men and 78% of women. The average age when we touch ourselves for the first time inappropriately,
14.5. 37% of women and 21% of men say getting it on with themselves is better than having sex with another person.
Oh, well.
The more women say that than men, right? Well, to put that. And so sometimes, that's reality.
Yeah. Someone actually cares.
Right.
But probably a good chunk of that, we talked about the porn addiction with guys. That could be part of that problem. That's why the male numbers are at 21% because they can't enjoy regular intercourse because they're so addicted to porn and touching themselves. 60% of people do it at least once a week. 32% of men and 27% of women regularly do it in the shower. 6% of men and 2% of women do it in the car during their commute.
Tesla driver! I've been touching myself again.
All the lyrics that would come up for that stuff is dirty. Dirty, dirty.
Well, sure. Right. Yep. 3% of men and 2% of women do it at work. 27% of men and 9% of women say they've had a mishap happen while they were doing it. I guess that's like, is that like mishap. Someone walking in or like you crank it too hard or what's your circuit mishap?
Slip and fall.
Like you injured yourself.
Somebody toot during it?
Toot.
Toot.
That's cute.
Did you toot?
That's cute, James.
A toot or a shart?
Yeah.
Toot. Keeping it cute, toot James. It. Well, maybe they slipped in the shower. So many people are doing it in the shower. I guess that's a fall.
It's a fall.
Don't do it in the shower.
My God.
Well, you're going to get those horse baby legs.
Yeah, you get the baby leg, the horse baby legs.
Yeah.
Slippery.
3/4 of men and 55% of women use porn to do it. 39% of women use a vibrating toy, as do 5% of men. So front vibrate?
I mean, there's all sorts.
I'm sure it's...
There's all sorts.
Because there's vibrating rock rings, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't do anything for you.
Right.
What
it's probably the back.
Yeah, it's the back.
Vibrate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where you been? Hey, you just welcome to the show.
What are you talking about, Dave?
We just played that Saturday Night Live thing, and it talked about it vibrating.
I know, but 5% of men back vibrate?
Yeah. People
vibrate, man.
What do you think, Dave? Welcome to the show, bitch.
Yeah.
You've been in some kind of coma away from trying it.
You've been in some kind of coma. You just wake up from the dark ages.
You suffering from amnesia?
Where you been?
You in a comma.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it could be in the back door. But do they make vibrating front stuff? Like, James, is there vibrating fleshlights?
Not that I've seen.
You don't really need it.
I was going to say, I don't think that would do anything.
But there are people there are guys that are into direct frontal intense vibration with like a Hitachi wand. But it's more of a torture. That's more of a torture thing.
Yeah. I love Sassy Lisa so much.
Yeah, you do.
What? You having some kind of episode? Of course they'd be vibrating their ass, man.
You look at me like I was mentally challenged.
Yeah, I'm just trying to piece this together. You saw something at the base of your Johnson was going to feel good vibrating? You think 5% of guys is doing that? Even though we take 150 phone calls a week on people pounding their ass? Is that what I... I'm trying to write this down. I'm trying to write this down and get to the bottom of it because it's crazy. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you think.
It's like your brain is some kind of etch-a-sketch.
Just shook it up.
Just shook it up and forgot about all that ass vibrating.
Where are you from? You on the show?
Where is the real Dave?
Are you having a medical emergency?
That's just Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Someone call 911. He's having some kind of diabetic episode.
Your brain's crazy, man.
Lucky you're not driving. You just keep driving forever. Lose yourself. Who is you?
Sassy Lisa.
Sassy Lisa's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they be vibrating their ass.
Why else would they be vibrating nipples?
Why don't you know that?
What's wrong with you?
I don't even know you, Dave.
Wait a second. Now, they make a rock ring. Does that vibrate?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, you know this. Why are you questioning?
But they're not doing it in there.
They're right in the ass, man. That's the number one place they're doing it. You God, know this.
My God. God, I never put two and two together.
We only talk about it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday every week for years and years.
God, I guess it slipped my mind. It just slipped my mind. What am I supposed to say?
Damn, man, you need to talk to a hospital.
Do they make a vibrating fleshlight, James?
Come on now.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Stop it.
Oh, man. Sassy Lisa.
Do they make a fleshlight vibro? Boom, bitch.
Now, let's see what it is. Who's it for?
Same sensual super skin. Yeah, there you go.
Just when you want to get it a little shaky.
The Vibro.
Yeah.
The Vibro, Vibro Boom Pack. Now 26% off.
Have we talked about the Vibro?
The Vibro.
I think they've had it. Probably just...
Fleshlight is shaking up the world of male self-pleasure toys by incorporating vibrating sensations into their best-selling line. The Vibro uses the same sensual super skin as the original Fleshlight, but with the added all-encompassing vibrations that make for an intensely satisfying experience. It even comes with a replacement battery pack.
There you go.
Those are lithium batteries. You better watch out.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah. Be careful. Careful. You don't want them blowing. Smokey Joe, you had a comment here as we talked about.
How's she going, eh?
You ever heard of anybody put stuff in their ass, man? Is that a thing people do?
Jay Money Mayo said I couldn't say his age, but my father had his testicles twisted from masturbating too much when he was a younger person.
Oh, my God. Torsion. Yeah, twisted.
Yeah, that's a confirmed story from my grandmother who insisted on telling me this.
Your grandmother?
Oh, my God. Grandma.
Yeah.
How horrible. That's brutal.
That's crazy.
Man, don't...
Just be more gentle down there.
I mean, absolutely. Don't twist them.
Negative.
Yeah, don't get it all tethered up like that.
No.
Finally, one more thing from this stats on America's self-pleasuring. 39% of men and 29% of women say they had pleasured themselves in a, quote, weird way. Using strange objects or in a strange place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I get.
Yeah. Sure.
I remember talking about that.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.